The Salmon Arm Waves Masters Swim Club sent 5 competitors to Vernon for a sanctioned provincial swim meet on February 2. The event had 85 registrants from across the province, ranging in age from 20 to 85. The Vernon event begins the seasonal run-up to the Spring Masters Provincials to be held in Nanaimo this year over 3 days in late April. Theo Manley from Blind Bay led the way by scoring 5 individual age group wins, including the grueling 400-meter freestyle. Veteran racer Bob Wilkins won 4 events, dropping his times in all, including the 200-meter individual medley. Scott McKee gathered 3 golds and a silver. The club's next generation included 20-year-old Leo Conge, who won all his events in difficult races, including the 50, 100 and 200-meter butterfly. Teammate Isabel Ferguson had a fantastic Masters racing debut, resulting in 2 golds and 2 silvers. All the Waves members combined to bring home first-place victories in both the 200-meter mixed medley and freestyle relays. Masters swimming in BC is enjoying a new surge in popularity that includes both fitness training and racing, with regional Masters meets now being fully subscribed within a few days of posting, and the depth of competition has increased significantly, said McKee in a media release, noting several provincial and national records were set in Vernon. Regionally, swimmers are looking forward to the completion of the Vernon Active Living Center, currently well under construction. The facility will include an 8-lane, 50-meter pool capable of hosting national events by the time of the anticipated opening in the fall of 2026. The new outdoor pool in Enderby, slated for opening in the spring of 2026, will include 5 lanes for lap swimming. Kelowna is also advancing plans to replace the aging Parkinson Recreation Center pool with a new 10-lane, 25m tank, hoping to further support the both masters and youth swimmers in the downtown. Salmon Arm Waves offer coached sessions 5 days a week, including weekday evenings, mornings, and Saturdays. See salmonarmwaves.ca for more information.